This is Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Robbie Feinberg. This week, singer Dave Menzo came in to perform live in the WMUK studios. Tonight, he's playing at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum as part of Art Hop. He showed up here with just a guitar and a huge rig full of guitar pedals. He sings and he beatboxes and then he loops the sounds over and over and over again, kind of like this. I woke up to the sound of a wave crashing on my head, looks like a new day. Was the song good and I flew far away? Oh no, looks like I was dreaming. So Dave, I think the best way to describe your music is probably ambitious, especially on your latest album, which is called Shh. It's got this really different idea behind it. Can you talk about it?
The new album, Shh, uses only instruments checked out from the Ann Arbor District Library. And so what you just heard there, the vocal processor that I'm using, some of even the guitar effects that I'm using are checked out from the library. So even live, I do use some of those instruments too. On the record, however, there's no guitar. It's all of these synthesizers, drum machines, effects, all checked out one at a time from the Ann Arbor District Library.
So for you, choosing to just rent all of your instruments from a library to me, like, I didn't even know you could do that. How did that come about? How did you decide, you know, let's take on an album with all of these weird instruments?
I was actually on Twitter one day, and I saw somebody tweeted, oh my gosh, I just went to the Ann Arbor District Library and I checked out the new, I think it's called the Cell 48. It's a modular synthesizer and it's a wacky thing. And I was like, no way, you didn't check that out from the library. Shut up, you know, whatever. And then I kept clicking around, poking around, and it was real. So I was like, okay, I have to go there today and check this stuff out. And they had just shelves full of this stuff. And I was like in disbelief. So it was literally that first day I showed up, I heard about it. It was real, so instantly I was like, okay, I gotta write an album using this stuff. I have to do it. As a fan of concept albums, this was right up my alley. That was the first place my mind went to, was, okay, be the first guy to record an album using just this stuff. But it was also this whole idea of the, like, creative limitations, that within certain confinements you'll actually force yourself to be more creative because you're working within those limitations and finding new ways to create new sounds or do something to reach beyond those limits.
One of the limits, it sounds like, is you didn't have a real guitar that you could use, which is kind of crazy. Like, that's the one real instrument that you play. How did you overcome that?
That's been one cool thing, is like, I'm trying to be flexible as an artist to not just be stuck into one way of performing my music or one way of conveying it. I feel pretty comfortable trying a couple different ways. And there was a huge focus on the vocals with this album, was that because there's no guitar and I'm focusing on all these instruments from the library, my cheat or my, like, kind of wild card was, but hey, I'm still a singer and I can still challenge myself as a vocalist and make my voice, which is one of the most unique instruments on the planet, your own human voice. There's even a track on this new album called Voice Force, which uses only my vocals, and it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like there's instruments. It sounds like there's stuff going on, but it's all voice. So that was one kind of, like, sub-theme. There's, like, the greater theme of all these library instruments. The sub-theme is use your voice, find your voice. What is that?
So what do you think this album means on a kind of larger level? Do you think libraries can help bring down cost barriers for people who want to make an album?
I mean, that's definitely one benefit to the community, is that now this resource is available for people who otherwise probably couldn't afford it. Or, you know, maybe you'd spend every dime you have just to be able to rent a piece of gear for, like, a weekend or for a recording session or to record an album. Now, you don't have to do that. You could, you know, ideally, hey, let's check this thing out from the library and use it and see if this is something we want. And the cool thing too is, even if you are still going to buy this gear, you can go test it out first. In all actuality, it'll give more people a chance to test these things that would otherwise never get their hands on it. And then eventually they'll buy more of these things because, you know, the people who have the money to buy it, they, you know, they don't necessarily need this program. It's more for discovery, for kids, for adults, for musicians, for people who, you know, maybe just want to try it out and see if music is something that they could pursue.
You say that you do, but I know that you don't. And you say that you do. Oh, I want to take you there.
So that song, Brightest Smile, is from your last album, Color Wheel, which again is kind of this grand concept album. This one's about your life with something called chromesthesia, right?
Well, it's a really interesting topic because it just sounds, I mean, it sounds unreal. It started for me around like eighth grade. I'd already been writing music and recording like on my little four track for a couple of years. And I actually had borrowed a looper pedal from my friend. It was the first time I ever played with a looper. And I had been writing chord progressions and wasn't sure if these parts would all like make sense together. So I'm just sitting there playing. Next thing you know it, as I'm recording these parts and looping one at a time, I noticed the walls of my room were turning green. And this wasn't like drug induced or anything like that. I was in eighth grade, you know, innocent, you know, kid. You just like music and art. And next thing you know, like my walls are turning green. And I did some research and it was, you know, I had learned that it was in response to the music that I was starting to experience this thing, which I had experienced it in like mild doses leading up to this moment. But you have a moment like this kind of experience that changes your life. It's kind of an individual thing. Everybody experiences it differently. So every time I hear a D chord, I don't always necessarily see the same color. For me, it's more of just a whole visual experience. I know when I hear a D chord that it's a D chord because I know what it looks like. Like, I know what it sounds like. I know what it feels like. It's hard to just say, oh, it's green or it's blue or it's red. It's just a different type of sensory experience where it's visual. And when I'm putting songs together, I can see the song. Like, I can see it like a roadmap.
Is that part of what made you want to perform? Is that experience kind of overtaking you?
Yeah, I mean, I know what music made me feel like when I was a kid. And that feeling that I had listening to bands like the Beatles or Jimi Hendrix or a lot of these classic artists that I feel like I relate to them because I know that they were trying to find a new sound. They were trying to like influence people in a positive way. And they were also still trying to find some kind of new sonic landscapes. And I find myself in those same kind of shoes where I'm like, yeah, that's the reason I play. I want to someday change the world. I want to inspire people to try something different. I feel lucky that that's just an added layer of the enjoyment for me, that I get to like kind of enjoy these visuals that get paired with the music. And as an artist, sometimes it takes over and it drives the style. That's why maybe my music sounds so experimental and trippy, is probably because the sensory experience for me is a certain factor.
What am I to do? So writing all these songs for you. Spent so long.
And that was Michigan singer-songwriter Dave Menzo. He'll be performing at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum tonight at 6 p.m. You can hear Dave's full interview and performance on our website. And that's all for Arts and More this week. I'm Robbie Feinberg. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays and Saturdays on WMUK. And check us out online. Just head to WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.